Chapter 9. I made plans to go to Satty's house straight away. When I got to the house, Miss Havisham was sitting next to the fireplace, but there wasn't any fire lit. She looked very sad and lonely, and was scared when she saw me. "What can I do to help Herbert make his fortune?" she asked me. "Give me £900 to invest in his career," I replied. "What can I do to help you?" she asked me. "I don't want anything from you," I said. "Please, Pip, forgive me for everything I did to you," Miss Havisham begged. "I already have. I have been mean to too many people in my life not to forgive you for it," I told her. "I didn't know what I had done to you until you told Estella that you loved her." "It was like watching what had happened to me all over again," Miss Havisham said. "Don't worry about what you did to me. Just do whatever you can to help Estella learn to love," I said. Miss Havisham agreed to everything she could to help Estella. I now had a chance to ask Miss Havisham about Estella and her real mother. Miss Havisham told me she was lonely in Satty's house, so she asked Mr. Jaggers to find her a daughter. Mr. Jaggers brought 3 girls to see Miss Havisham, and Miss Havisham chose Estella. She didn't know where she had come from. I said goodbye to Miss Havisham and went to walk in the garden and the brewery. As I stood in the brewery, I saw the ghost of Miss Havisham hanging from the roof for the 3rd time. I was scared and worried about Miss Havisham, so I went back to the house to make sure she was okay. When I got to the room, I found that her wedding dress was on fire. I put the fire out and put Miss Havisham on the table. I called for the doctor and waited for him. My arms were hurt from the fire, but I was fine. Miss Havisham was not. She lay on the table saying, "What have I done?" When she came, I was going to save her from being miserable like me. Write down that I forgive her. She kept saying this over and over again. I left Satty's house the next day. I said goodbye to Miss Havisham and went back to London. Herbert looked after me and told me a story that Magwitch had told him when I was away. He said that he was married to a madwoman. She killed another woman that she was jealous of and told him she was going to kill their daughter. Magwitch was scared the little girl was dead and that he would go to prison. Compeyson knew all about this and used the story to make Magwitch do whatever he wanted, Herbert told me. Now I was sure that Estella was Magwitch and Molly's daughter. Mr. Jaggers had taken her to Miss Havisham, and she had become the heartless woman that married Drumley. I needed to know that I was right, so I went to see Mr. Jaggers. I told him about the £900 Miss Havisham wanted to invest in Herbert's career in merchant shipping. Mr. Jaggers and Wemmick told me off for not asking for money for myself, but I didn't care. I told Mr. Jaggers what I knew about Estella's real parents, and asked him and Wemmick to tell me I was right. They didn't say anything. I told them how much I loved Estella, and after a while, Mr. Jaggers told me everything. He told me that he had told Molly to tell her husband that Estella was dead, so that Miss Havisham could keep Estella safe. Mr. Jaggers was trying to save Estella from a horrible life. "I didn't know that Magwitch was her father, though," Mr. Jaggers said. He made Wemmick and I promise to never tell anyone what we knew. I went to see Clarica, the shipping merchant, to sort out things for Herbert. Clarica wanted to open a new business in the East that Herbert could run. I was very happy for Herbert, but also sad that he was going to leave London. When Herbert got a letter from Clarica telling him about his new job, he was very happy and told me that Clara and I would live with him in the East. He told me all about the fun we would have together. Wemmick sent me a note that said, "Next Wednesday will be the best time for you and Magwitch to leave." But the fire had hurt my arms, and now I couldn't row. I needed help, so Herbert and I went to see Startop for help. We made plans together for the trip, but as soon as we had everything ready for Wednesday, I got another note. This one wasn't from Wemmick. It said, "Come to the marshes tonight if you want to know about Provis." I knew that it was from Compeyson. I had to go to the marshes that night, but tomorrow was Wednesday, and we were going to leave. I got the last carriage that night and went to a little inn that nobody knew me at. A man there told me a story of a boy from the marsh who was given a fortune and now lived in London, but was never nice to the people that loved him. "Who are the people he is never nice to?" I asked. The man didn't know that I was the boy. "A man called Mr. Pumblechook," the man said. I was so angry that I couldn't eat anything that night. Mr. Pumblechook had never been nice to me and had nothing to do with my fortune. When the time was right, I went out onto the marsh to meet Compeyson. I went to a small house on the marsh. Nobody lived there, but there was a light in the window, so I knew that that was where I was supposed to go. I went in and sat down. As I sat down, the light went out and a rope was put round my neck. I was tied up and my arms hurt. The man lit a fire, but it wasn't Compeyson. It was Orlick. "You made Biddy hate me. I killed Mrs. Joe, but only because you were always liked more than me. You made my life miserable, so now I am going to kill you. I was there when Magwitch came to your house and told you he had given you all his money. I told Compeyson all about it. I know that you are trying to leave tomorrow," Orlick said. He picked up a hammer and wanted to hit me. But then Herbert and Startrop came in with a boy from the village. Orlick ran away before they could stop him. The boy took us back to the village, and Herbert, Startrop, and I went back to London straight away. Herbert had found the note on the floor of our rooms, and he and Startrop had come after me straight away. They found a boy in the village that would know where someone would meet on the marsh, and how to get there. When we got home, I couldn't sleep. I was feeling very ill, but I was ready to go the next day. I got in the boat with Herbert and Startrop, rowed to Clara's house. Magwitch was waiting for us. He was dressed like he was a shipping merchant. At 12 o'clock, we stopped for lunch and a picnic on the bank of the river. We all felt very worried and scared. I felt like someone was still following us. After the picnic, we carried on rowing down the river. We didn't get to the ship before it was night, so we stopped at an inn for the night. It was very dirty, but the food was good. A man came into the inn and said that there was a strange boat on the river. I was very worried, but everyone else went to bed, so I went with them. I woke up at midnight and looked out of the window. There were many strange men standing around our boat and looking at it. I was now very worried, but I went back to sleep. In the morning, we went back to our boat and started to row for the ship. It was a ship that was going to take Magwitch and me to Germany. When we set off, the strange boat was following us, but there was nothing we could do. The boat got closer to us. Herbert and Startrop tried to row faster, but the boat still got closer. When the boat was close enough, Magwitch saw Compeyson in the other boat. He jumped out of the boat and grabbed Compeyson. The two men fell into the river and were under the water for a while. Magwitch came up, but Compeyson didn't. The police came to see what was happening and helped take Magwitch back to the bank. He was hurt badly and needed to be looked after. I went to buy new clothes for Magwitch. When I came back, I had to give everything to the police, including my money. Magwitch was scared, but we didn't have to leave England now that Compeyson was dead. "I will never leave your side," I told Magwitch, which made him very happy.